اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to the midday morning show with myself brother Suleiman Isuf every Tuesday, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11. Today being the 12th of Sha'ban 1446 corresponding to the 11th of February 2025. We've got about 28 days until the Mubarak month of Ramadan. 18 or 17 days till the Mubarak month of Ramadan. One should read the Masnoon Duas, Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. O Allah, protect us during the month of Sha'ban and let us see the Mubarak month of Ramadan. This is the show, you know, we always do our recipe segment, and also we're going to be changing it a bit with the programming. Is going to be a little bit different. I know we were used to just having the normal segment where you used to send in your recipes and your recipe request. You can send it through on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners are +27 84 786 3132. So the show is going to be a bit different. We're going to do our recipe segment, but we're going to have, because it's during the build up to the month of Ramadan, we're going to be putting ourselves in motion. We're going to start the vehicle now to the month of Ramadan, and we're going to get that engine cranking, and we're going to start getting ourselves, boosting our iman, our levels, so that when we come to the month of Ramadan, we are energized, we are ready for the month of Ramadan. We're going to take advantage of the month of Ramadan, and also being the this week, inshallah, Shab e Barat. On Thursday, the 13th, the eve of, it also coincides with the eve of Jumu'ah, and that will be on the Friday, on the Thursday, the 13th of February 2025, will coincide with the 15th of Sha'ban. You know, it's very important, and you also know that when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kept fast more in the month of Sha'ban. And when he was asked, Ya Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, why is it that you keep Sha'ban fast more than any other month in the, during the year? He says, because he, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, says that when my books are changing over, so in our next year, in Islamically, our next year, our books are changing, going on to the following year, the books close. And whatever is written for us, who's going to get married, who's going to pass away, which child is going to be born, everything is written in our life. How much are we going to earn? What's going to happen in our life is all written for the next year. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that when my books close, I want it to close with a good deed with me for keeping fast and opening the books with fasting. So therefore he used to exert himself and he used to keep a fast more in during this month of Sha'ban. The messages on your recipes, you can send it through on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. As we wait for your message, we'd like to thank our brother and say Jazakallah Khairan to brother Lutubela for manning the studio. Inshallah, we're going to go for a small nasheed break. And when we return, we will wait for your messages and we will start with our recipe segment, inshallah.
بلادي الحياة غريبة بلادي 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 الحبيبة في قلبي بلادي الحبيبة بلادي 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 الحبيبة في قلبي
يا صاحبي كوني يا صاحبي كوني يا صاحبي كوني بالحب عجل بي لقائي عجل بي لقائي عجل بي لقائي يا ربي والشوق يلف والشوق يلف والشوق يلف خيالي إلى ما أعود إلى ما أعود إلى ما أعود ليالي
بلادي الحبيبة بلادي 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 الحبيبة في قلبي بلادي الحبيبة بلادي 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 الحبيبة في قلبي بلادي 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 بلادي
You are listening to Merkaz al-Sahaba, the voices of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
Dil pe kalme ki zarb laga, la ilaha illallah. Dil pe kalme ki zarb laga, la ilaha illallah. Dil ke marz ki hai ye dawa, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. سب کائنات کا خالق اللہ تیرا میرا مالک اللہ سب کائنات کا خالق اللہ تیرا میرا مالک اللہ سب کا رازق ایک خدا لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ دل پہ کلمے کی ضرب لگا لا الہ الا اللہ ساری دنیا کن سے بنائی پھولوں اور پھلوں سے سجائی ساری دنیا کن سے بنائی پھولوں اور پھلوں سے سجائی سب کچھ تیرا تو اس کا لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ دل کے مرض کی ہے یہ دوا لا الہ الا اللہ اس کا ہر دم ذکر کیا کر اپنی موت کی فکر کیا کر ہر وقت اس کا ہر دم ذکر کیا کر اپنی موت کی فکر کیا کر آخر تیرا مقام فنا لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ دل کے مرض کی ہے یہ دوا لا الہ الا اللہ ذکر تو صبح ہو شام کیا کر ہر وقت اس کا نام لیا کر ذکر تو صبح ہو شام کیا کر ہر وقت
پیشکش اسلامی وائس اسٹوڈیو ایسے نمبر 04-8-003-8 لا
الہ ہر سوئے زہار مدینے والی کا نورانی دربار مدینے والی کا ہر سوئے زہار مدینے والی کا نورانی دربار مدینے والی کا جنتی وہ جنتی وہ جنتی جس دل میں پیار مدینے والے کا ہر سوئے اظہار مدینے والے کا نورانی دربار مدینے والے کا مجھ کو ہوگا ناز جب یہ لوگ کہیں یہ منگتا ہی سرکار مدینے والے کا مجھ کو ہوگا ناز جب یہ لوگ کہیں یہ منگتا ہی سرکار مدینے والے کا لے کے چلو اب مجھ کو مدینہ لے کے چلو لے کے چلو اب مجھ کو مدینہ لے کے چلو میں تو ہوں بیمار مدینے والی کا جنتی وہ جنتی وہ جنتی جس دل نے پیار مدینے والی کا
It's gone 22 minutes past 10 Central African time, and we say Jazakallah Khairan. So inshallah we're going to be doing our recipe segment, right? And the first recipe that we have is titled A Ramadan Fruit Salad. Ramadan Fruit Salad.
Mere dil ki ek yahi tamanna hai ہو جائے دیدار مدینے والی کا میری دعائیں محفل میں موجود ہی جو میری دعائیں محفل میں موجود ہی جو سب دیکھے دربار مدینے والی کا جلتی وہ جلتی وہ جلتی جس دل میں پیار مدینے والے کا ہر سوئے اظہار مدینے والے کا نورانی دربار مدینے والے کا اپنا ٹھکانہ دوزخ میں وہ پائے گا
And we're just going to speak to our brother Alpha Sinkosi. Alpha, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Sule. Good morning, thanks, man. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Alphas, you know, we started your show recently titled The News Hour from 12 to 1. And there's been a lot of, you've been having a lot of political analysis and guests on, which is amazing. And there's a lot of feedback, that's positive feedback that's been coming through for your show. Brother Alphas, tell us today what's going on today. What do you have lined up for us on your show today?
Well, obviously, looking at the political sphere in this country, I mean, we woke up today into a uproar on Twitter. That is Duduzile Zuma, the daughter of former President Jacob Zuma, you know, having some rough with the Secretary General of the party, Floyd Shibambu. So we're just going to dissect that and look at what direction does the MK party take, especially when top leadership fighting amongst themselves, especially on social media. How good is this to the party? And we'll look at the economic part of the Sona. You know, did President Cyril Ramaphosa inspire more confidence, especially in growing the economy? And looking at the South African's GDP, where we stand right now as a country, obviously the hope was that through the State of the Nation address, he should have been tabling more plans. And how is he going to implement those plans in terms of regaining South Africa's economy? And I think later on 12:40 CAT, we're going to Doha. We'll speak to Bassem Naim, who is in Doha. Well, I think we all know who Bassem Naim is, very close to the Palestinian cause. Just looking at from the leadership perspective, after Donald Trump's announcement on taking over Gaza and the people of Palestine, what do we make of that? What is the leadership doing to stop this takeover by Trump? And what does it mean to the entire population of the people of Palestine and Gaza as well? So, yeah. That's what we have in store for you on the News Hour.
Okay, thank you so much. It sounds like a very informative and very power-packed show that's lined up. And also, you know, you spoke about the Trump administration, and now recently Trump increased the tariffs on Canada with the aluminium and steel. So that's something also that we'll be looking forward to listen to.
Obviously, and I mean, and if you look at Elon Musk has been having it very tough on Julius Malema, posting videos of Julius Malema saying, look, this is genocidal. He even addressed President Cyril Ramaphosa, say, how do you allow this to happen under your leadership? This is genocidal. So that is part of what we're going to dissect, the involvement of the U.S. into South African sovereignty.
Brother Alphonse, a quick one before I let you go. What is your view and opinion on Mboweni Ndlozi resigning from the EFF?
Yeah, well, in fact, look, I forgot. We're going to talk about that with Professor Sipho Siepe as well, what it means to the party. But I think it's been long coming. It's been long coming. And for the mere fact that it was sidelined to the NPA, the party's NPA, and I think his resignation from the EFFS Member of Parliament, that sends signals. But what I can say is that I think amongst the top leadership, there are people that are not really, really agreeing with the party leader, Julius Malema. However, we know that he's the guy that he's ruling with an iron fist. It's either you are with me or you're not. So I think that particular conundrum, it's going to happen. It's a second weapon. If you're a leader and then you rule with an iron fist, that tends to become a problem within the party. But I think Mboweni Ndlozi, we know about his relations with Floyd Chibambu, but I don't see him joining the MK party. I think he's now going to concentrate on academia, but that remains to be seen.
Sounds very interesting, Brother Alphonse, and say thank you so much. And I hope we're going to be listening to your show between 12 and 12:55. You take care, and we will be awaiting your show, Brother Alphonse.
Thank you so much today. Much appreciated, man. Good show as well.
Thank you very much, sir. You take care. And that was our correspondent, and he has a show from 12 to 12:50 from Monday to Thursday called The News Hour, where we dissect political and in and around the world as to what is happening. So that is Brother Alphonse Nkosi. Inshallah, we're going to be going for a break, and when we return, we will continue with the much-awaited segment that you've always loved, and that is our recipe segment.
Adopt the Wafadari. Show your allegiance to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Cry tears of blood when on Juma you see youngsters with no sign of Sunnah. When even on Juma, T-shirts emblazoned, some sports personality, some music personality. For useless tournaments, this ummah will spend millions. Journeys will be undertaken. Why some sports tournament? 22 people kicking a piece of pigskin. When the results are already bought off, my respected brothers, where is the justification?
اللهم كن لإخواننا في مسجد الأقصى، اللهم كن لإخواننا المؤيدين في مسجد الأقصى يا رب العالمين، اللهم انصرهم، اللهم انصرهم، اللهم انصرهم، اللهم حررهم، اللهم فرجهم، اللهم فرجهم، اللهم نفس كربهم، اللهم نفس كربهم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا الشمس كورت وإذا النجوم انكدرت، تبت يدا أبي لهب وتبت، ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب.
السماء رفعها ووضع الميزان،
ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات.
مركز صحابة أونلاين راديو، serving you wherever you are.
أهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
مركز صحابة أونلاين راديو، empowering the Ummah.
Welcome ya Mustafa, welcome.
من أصحاب رسول الله رجال عشرة، خير الناس بعد الرسل كرام بررة، صدقوا العهد مع الرحمن فجزاهم فرحا ومسرة، بشراهم بالجنة سبقت، يا للبشرى يا للبشرى. أولهم والد عائشة زوج رسول الله وبكرة، أبو بكر أول من آمن، الصديق رفيق الهجرة، كان يحب رسول الله أبدا ليس يخالف أمره، أن تقعتق لم يتردد يرجو الله فعظم أجره. والثاني عمر الفاروق يخشاه الشيطان ويكره، كان رقيق القلب قويا، نزل الوحي يوافق فكره، فتح الأمصار بإيمان، حكم فعدل وترك الأثر، كان الإسلام غريبا حتى أعز الدين بعمر.
ذو النورين الثالث وهو عثمان ذو جيش العسرى، كان حيا كان رفيقا، يحيي الليل ويكسر ذكرى، بايع عنه رسول الله يوم البيعة تحت الشجرة، جمع القرآن وارسله للأمصار بأيدي سفرة. هو الرابع وقربهم رحما، ابن العم وزوج الزهرة، باب العلم علي كان ولي رسول الله وظهرا، كان كهارون إلى موسى يحفظ سره يشدد أزرا، أحب الله محب علي وابنيه.
27 minutes to 11 is Central African time, and this is, we would have our recipe segment. You know, every year you hear different people speaking about, you know, especially with amongst the women folk, they phone, you know, one person A will phone person B and say, you know what, Ramadan is so close, it's around the corner, what are you making for Ramadan? He said, no, I got my freezer things, I finished make my pies. Okay, nice, what pies you making? You know, they say making a chicken samosas or making fillet, someone make moons. You know, it's different things every year, and you know, and that's how we get varieties when we make in our iftar and our suhoor, because we share that recipes amongst us, you know. So that's how we have different things. So that's, we have our recipe segment, so you, the listener of America Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, can send in your recipe and we can share it with the world. Maybe somebody doesn't know what to make and still struggling as to what to make for Ramadan, you know. so then they can listen to our show and they can give out, they can use their recipe. So Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, our first recipe is titled the Ramadan fruit salad, and this is by Zainab Saeed. It's by Zainab Saeed. We say Jazakallah khairan to Sister Zainab for sending in that the recipe. So you're going to need one pineapple. You're going to need one pineapple, one apple, one strawberry punnet, two bananas, one pear, one nachi, 250 ml orange juice, 250 ml orange juice, 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper, 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper, and that is your ingredients. So you're going to cube all of the fruit and place it in a bowl. You're going to cube all the fruit and place it in a bowl. And thereafter, you're going to add in the orange juice and you're going to mix it. You're going to add in the orange juice and mix it. Add in the sugar and the black pepper and you can enjoy it. So that was a quick and easy recipe for the Ramadan fruit salad. Our next recipe that comes in, we say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Nadia. And this is a famous baklava. You know, it's a delicacy. I think it's a Turkish delicacy, a baklava. Say Jazakallah Khairan. So we're going to start. We'll need one roll of phyllo pastry. One roll of phyllo pastry. 800 grams of chopped almonds or pecans. Or if you want, you can put in both. 800 grams of chopped almonds, pecans, or even both. You're going to mix it with nuts. You're going to mix it with nuts. 1/4 cup of sugar. 1/4 cup of sugar. And 1/4 cup of flour. So that is your ingredients for the for baklava. Your method, you're going to grease with the grease-proof paper and ghee. Grease with the grease-proof paper and ghee. Then you're going to remove it carefully. You're going to remove carefully 5 sheets of pastry. You're going to remove 5 sheets carefully of pastry and then you're going to lay it at the bottom. Thereafter, you're going to take another 2 sheets. You're going to take another 2 sheets and cut horizontally. You're going to cut it horizontally and leave it to hang over the sides. You're going to leave it to hang over the sides of the tray and place the nuts evenly and close phyllo over like a pocket. Cover with the remaining stack of pastry. Cover with the remaining stack of pastry. You're going to cut into diamonds. You're going to cut into the diamond shape. Cut it into a diamond shape and pour over 1.5 cups of warm ghee. 1.5 cups of warm ghee. And you're going to bake at 180 degrees till it's golden. Bake at 180 degrees till it's golden. And crisp at 160 degrees. For your syrup, you're going to need 1.5 cups of water, 1.5 cups of water, 2 cups of sugar, 1/4 cup of golden syrup, 1/4 cup of bicarb, 1 tablespoon of rose water. You're going to boil it till the syrup is thick. Once it's thick, then you're going to pour over the baklava, leave it overnight in a tray, and then remove and store in an airtight container. And that was the recipes for the baklava. We say Jazakallah Khairan to the listeners that sent in your recipes. Inshallah, we're going to go for a small break, and thereafter we're going to listen to a clip by Maulana Suleiman Qahtani, and this is going to uplift and boost our iman levels so we are prepared for the beautiful month of Ramadan.
وانتشت روحي وصار الدمع يجري يا إلهي خذ بقلبي من رشادي
فاشراقت نفسي بنور من فؤادي حينما رددت يا رب العباد وانتشت روحي وصار الدمع يجري يا إلهي خذ بقلبي للرشاد
اشراقت نفسي بنور من فؤادي حينما رددت يا رب العباد وانتشت روحي وصار الدمع يجري يا إلهي خذ بقلبي من رشادي
في سكون العين أدعو في سجودي والدجى حولي سواد في سوادي يا رؤوفا يا رحيما يا حليما يا كريما ما لفضلك من نفادي
يا سميعا يا مجيبا يا عظيما
وعدني يا خالق السبع الشهاد
اشرقت نفسي بنور من فؤادي حينما رددت يا رب العباد وانتشت روحي واسرار الدمع يجري يا الهي خذ بقلبي من رشادي اشرقت نفسي بنور من فؤادي حينما رددت يا رب العباد وانتشت روحي وصار الدمع يجري يا إلهي خذ بقلبي من رشادي
للهدى والحق وفقني إلهي فعلى توفيقك اليوم اعتمادي يا إله الكون يا عوني وغوثي يا ملاء الخلق في يوم المعادي
أهلا يا ربي أرجو منك عفوا
اعفو عن ذنبي وحقق لي مرادي
حينما رددت يا رب العباد وانتشت روحي وصار الدمع يجري يا إلهي خذ بقلبي من رشادي
قلنا 17 minutes to 11 Central African time. Also, don't forget, from 11 to 12 is our Bliss of Marriage with our Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib and Maulana Zaid Khan. Inshallah, from tomorrow, our beloved Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib will be traveling to KZN, and he'll be in different various towns, and he'll be starting off in Verulam. He'll also be in Avondale on Friday, inshallah. So that will be Mufti Saab's 15th Shaaban tour, inshallah. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes our beloved Mufti Saab and brings him back safely, inshallah. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. So we're going to be listening to that lecture by Maulana Suleiman Qahtani, and it is to empower, it is to uplift our iman levels for the month of Ramadan. And you know, speaking of Ramadan, it's now the time our books are going to be closing, and we should We should take this month very seriously, because last year this time we thought that we had friends and family amongst us that we were going to see next year. But Allahu a'lam, Allah knows best. Allah is the best of planners. To this year, now recently, they are not with us. Some of us that we had supper with and we had we got together with, you know, and in a matter of days they passed away. So we make dua, we must never forget our loved ones that passed away. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them Jannatul Firdaus, fill the cover of Noor, and grant the family Sabrul Jameel. You know, it's a void that you cannot fill in that heart of yours. And we also make dua those that are sick and in hospitals and at home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them and grant them complete shifa'i kamila. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbul Alameen. Without further ado, let us listen to this beautiful lecture by Mawlana Sulaiman Qattan.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أول ما يحاسب به العبد من عمله الصلاة فإن صلحت فقد أفلح وأنجح وإن فسدت فقد خاب وخسر أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam. In a few places in the Quran and also in the ahadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, we find that when encouragement is given towards making effort, preparation for the hereafter, for one's akhirat, then interestingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses terms which those of us who are engaged in business, in commercial enterprise, we will be familiar with these terms. Example of this, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, O you who believe, Allah is addressing the people of Iman. Hal adullukum, should I not show you, should I not encourage you, should I not guide you, should I not inspire you, hal adullukum? Allah is addressing the people of Iman. Allah is saying, I want to show you something. So what would we expect it to be? We would expect it to be some amal, some action of deen, some ibadat. But what is the term Quran uses? Ala tijara. Hal adullukum ala tijara. Tijara literally translates commerce, trade, business. Allah Ta'ala says, should I not show you, indicate you, guide you, inspire you towards a business? But what is the effect of this business? Tunjikum min azabin aleem. It is going to save you from a terrible punishment. Allah Ta'ala is referring to amal of deen, but Quran uses the word tijarat and business. There are many instances in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahabi would come and he would boast about some commercial achievement. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam would use that commercial achievement to turn his attention towards akhirat. This psychology of Quran and Hadith is in fact Allah's mercy, Allah's shafaqah, Allah's kindness, because as human beings, intrinsically, we understand commercial, financial, material principles. Day and night we are engaged in commercial enterprise. And in the business world, every one of us understands what we call a season. What is a season? In commercial terms, a period wherein there is expectation of heightened financial activity. Example, December is the season. Some public holiday, depending on the nature of the business, becomes the season. In the same way, in our Islamic calendar, in our deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, compassion, kindness, they are seasons. Seasons not when there is an opportunity for you to make more money. Seasons when there is an opportunity for you to make your akhirat. For you to gain the forgiveness of Allah. For you to gain the mercy of Allah. For you to retrospect and change the direction of your life. Where Allah throws open the doors of His mercy, forgiveness, compassion and kindness. And one such great season, we are steadily, very, very quickly encroaching upon, and that is the Mubarak and blessed season of the month of Ramadan. Our noble master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before Ramadan could come, as we know in commercial terms also, the astute businessman doesn't wait for December to stock up his shelves, to start his advertising campaign. Long in advance of that period of expected heightened financial activity, the preparation starts long in advance. 2 months before Ramadan can start, we find the hadith, the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. He said, oh Allah, bless us in the months of Rajab and Sha'ban. Why? Because this is the stepping stone, this is the ladder, this is the starting of the preparation for what? وَبَلِّغْنَا شَهْرَ رَمَضَانَ. Cause us to remain alive, to experience Sayyidu Shuhur, the leader of the months of the Islamic calendar, the Mubarak and the blessed month of Ramadan. The season has started. Abu Bakr Warraq al-Balkhi rahimahullah, he used to give this analogy and example. He would say, مَثَلُ شَهْرِ رَجَبْ مَثَلُ شَهْرِ رَجَبْ مَثَلُ. He would say the example of the month of Rajab is like a planter, like a farmer. What does he first do? He first plants the seeds. He says in Rajab is the plantation of the seeds. وَمَثَلُ شَعْبَان مَثَلُ السِّقَالِ زَرَى. He says the example of Sha'ban is when you start watering the plantation. And وَمَثَلُ رَمَضَان مَثَلُ حَصَادِ الزَّرَى. He would say Ramadan is when you will reap the harvest. Similar saying of Abu Bakr Walraq al-Barkhi rahimahullah. He would say مَثَلُ رَجَبْ مَثَلُ الرِّيحِ وَمَثَلُ شَعْبَان مَثَلُ الْغَيْمِ وَمَثَلُ رَمَضَان مَثَلُ الْمَطَرِ. He would say the example of Rajab is like the wind. When the wind comes, what happens after that? Sha'ban is when the rain clouds would gather. And Ramadan is when the Mubarak and the blessed rain will actually start falling. Rajab has come. Inna iddat ash-shuhur. Inna Allahi 12 shahran fi kitabillah. Yuma khalaqa as-samawati wal-arda minha arba'atun hurum. ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم إلى آخر الآية. Allah says the number of months in the Islamic calendar are 12. 4 we have elevated. 4 we have granted what we call special status. We have made them أربعةٌ حرم. 4 are sacred. Of the sacred months, one of the sacred months is Rajab. We have entered into a sacred month, which is a stepping stone for Ramadan. Rajab normally, according to many of the muarrikheen, is synonymous with a great mu'jiza and miracle, a great gift that was granted to our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a manifest gift by which Allah made it clear the status, the maqam, the position enjoyed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and over the rest of Allah's creation. The mu'jiza and miracle that I am referring to is that of Mi'raj, Mi'rajun Nabi. Many mu'arrikheen of the opinion it took place in Rajab, may have taken place in another month also. But majority or many of the opinions are that it occurred in this month of Rajab. Mi'rajun Nabi, according to many mu'arrikheen, was in fact a consolation prize that was given to whom? To that personality who suffered more than any human being ever suffered. Udhitu fillah ma lam yudha ahad. أخفت في الله ما لم يخف أحد ولقد أتت علي ثلاثون من بين يوم وليلة ما لي ولبلال ما يأكله ذو كبد إلا ما يواري به ابت بلال أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the normal sequence of events, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, I suffered in the way of Allah more than any human being ever suffered. I was made to fear more than any human being ever feared. And they passed upon me and Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu 30 consecutive days, 1 month, and there wasn't sufficient to eat besides what Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu could conceal underneath his armpits. Both of them, that much food for 1 month. This was in the normal consequence of events. Yet the persecution, the qurbani, the sacrifice increased.
This segment proudly brought to you by Capital Air.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 4 parts to eat the dua for sajda tilawat. Allahumma aktub li biha indaka ajra. Ya Allah, you record for me in lieu, in exchange of the sajda and prostration, that grant me reward. Wada anni biha wizra. And you remove from me the sins in lieu of the sajda. وَاجْعَلَهَا لِي إِنَّكَ زُخْرَى. And make it a treasure for me, Ya Allah, this sujda I perform, so you grant me a treasure day by you in the year after. وَتَقَبَّلْهَا مِنِّي كَمَا تَقَبَّلْتَهَا مِنْ عَبْدِكَ دَاوُدَ. And accept it from me as you accepted it from Nabi Dawood alayhi salam. So اللَّهُمَّ اكْتُبْ لِي بِهَا إِنَّكَ أَجْرَى وَضَعْ عَنِّي بِهَا وِزْرَى وَاجْعَلْهَا لِي إِنَّكَ زُخْرَى وَتَقَبَّلَهَا مِنِّي كَمَا تَقَبَّلْتَهَا مِنْ عَبْدِكَ دَاوُدَ. When we complete the Quran Sharif, anytime, and you read the dua, then if you're reading individually, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Allahumma dhakkirni minhuma nussitu. Oh Allah, remind me of that which was made for me to forget. Not nasitu, but nussitu. And collectively plural, we're reading, Allahumma dhakkirna minhuma nussina. Not nasina, nussina. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, bi'sa ma li ahadim ayyakul, nasitu ayata kaita wa kaita. It's very bad, terrible for a person to say, I forgot this verse, but nussi, I was made to forget. Go open Fazail al-Quran and a chapter of Quran, you will find it in Bukhari Sharif. So, Allahumma dhakirna minhuma nussina. So, read it like that. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant us tawfiq. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Next up will be the news with Mulana Zaid Khan. Thereafter will be the bliss of marriage with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab and Mulana Zaid Khan. 12 to 1 will be Alpha Sinkosi. For 1 o'clock will be Awudhu Razan. 5:1 to 1:30 will be the Tafsir of Surah An'am. Then 1:30 to 2 will be the repeat of the Tafsir of Surah Baqarah. 2 to 3 will be Haji Yusuf Ali. 3 to 3:45 will be the repeat of the Q&A. 3:45 to 4 will be Mulana Musa Akhudi's Nasiha. 4 to 5 will be the Urdu lecture. 5 to 7 will be Mulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30 will be the repeat of the Tafsir we'll hear from 1 to 1:30. 7:30 to 8 will be Mulana Dawood Siraj, inshallah. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.